You're listening to media from University Lutheran Church and Student Center. We are a multi-generational, Jesus-centered community of scripture, faith, and grace located in Tallahassee, Florida, on the campus of Florida State University. To learn more and to get connected to other resources, please visit universitylutheranchurch.org. We hope that the next few moments are a time when God speaks into your life by the power of His Holy Spirit about His Son, Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Three in One who has come in order to give us something to sing about. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, there's this kind of old movie. You've probably heard of it. It's a great movie. It's kind of world-renowned, named Cool Hand Luke. Features Paul Newman, the guy who's on the salad dressing. And in that movie, he's a prisoner. He's a prisoner right here in Florida. He's a prisoner because, quote, he was arrested for decapitating parking meters. And when you go around, you can kind of think what it looks like to, decapitate some of the parking signs around here. And that landing you in prison for about 2 years. He ends up in this kind of work camp prison. And while he's there for 2 years, while he's there, his mother dies. And obviously, he's in prison. He can't go and be with his family. He couldn't see the end of his mother's life. And at that moment, he goes and he picks up a banjo. Somehow, that's not contraband. He picks up a banjo and he starts strumming this banjo and he sings this song that's called Plastic Jesus. And the song is sort of this tongue-in-cheek, sarcastic song that is about a dashboard Jesus, a Jesus that you could kind of fit on your dash. And the song goes that, he's not going to be worried come rain or freeze because dashboard Jesus is on his dash, because he's got his plastic Jesus. And there's sort of this element of sarcasm there of he's really suffering. And yet, at the same time, he's trying to grapple with what's going on in his life. He's trying to grapple with the sorrow that he has, and he's trying to grapple with how this could happen if there is a good God. And so he's singing this song almost as if he's trying to work out some stuff. And so it's one of the songs that we can maybe sing. It's, when we're in the midst of a sinful world, when we're in a world that is sick because of our sins, because of the sins of other people, because of all of the sins that are all kind of put together, we can start to get maybe a little bit sarcastic, maybe a little bit angry, and maybe try to work out some of that in our singing. And if that's the case, then certainly that would have been the perfect place for this guy named Theodulf to start. This guy who wrote the song that we were singing as we were coming in from our palm processional, All Glory, Laud, and Honor. That song comes from the 700s AD, and it was written by this bishop named Theodulf. Theodulf has an interesting story. He was sort of a favored son of the King Charlemagne, and so he was made a bishop by Charlemagne, and then later on, Charlemagne's son was not as big of a fan, and in fact, was so much not a fan that what he did was he took Theodulf and he said, "You are going to prison," and so Theodulf finds himself in the same place that Paul Newman finds himself. He's in prison, and that's where the legend of this song comes up, that the legend goes that Theodulf is in prison. He knows that it's Palm Sunday. He's penned this hymn, All Glory, Laud, and Honor. And as he's penned this hymn, he's trying to work it out in his cell, and so he's singing it because this is a song that you want to sing. He's singing it out of his prison tower, All Glory, Laud, and Honor. And the way that the legend goes is that Lewis hears this and says, that's a beautiful song. And because that's such a beautiful song, it's such a beautiful expression of who Jesus is, I'm going to let that guy out of prison. Now, that's a great legend, but according to everything else that we know about history, that never happened. But it does present us with two songs. There's a song that we can sing that's all about the sort of pain that we can have in this sinful world. But there's also another song. There's this song of all glory, laud, and honor. There's this song that says, I know that this is a place in which I am right now, but I am looking forward to the King who is coming. I know that he will set me free. All glory, laud, and honor to that King. That's the song that we gather together to sing today. A day where, as we read this passion story, there's a lot in that story that maybe makes us uncomfortable even. How is it that Jesus had to go through all of this? You know, some of those things, they're stark. He gets betrayed by his friends. He gets mocked by the soldiers. He gets all sorts of horrible things. People come up and they wag their heads at him. There's a lot in there that we go, that's not fair. And as Jesus' people, we can look around in our lives and we can start to say some of the same things. We can look at the suffering that we go through and we can say, God, this doesn't feel like this is fair. Even though I know that I'm a sinner, I still don't feel like this is fair. I feel like I'm suffering too much. I feel like I'm in prison. I feel like something isn't right. And you're right. That something isn't right because you are in prison. You're in a prison of your own sins, of the sinful world that you've been brought into. You're in prison until. You're in prison until the King comes in. You see, that psalm that we read, that psalm kind of gives us a little picture of that. That psalm is supposed to be a psalm that is sort of a back and forth between a king who has come into a city. And the idea is possibly either this king is somebody who is returning to his home city as a victor, or he's entering into the city because he's claiming it once again. He's saying, I've kicked out all of the bad guys, and now I'm coming in. And saying, open up those gates to me. I've defeated the evil. And in the midst of that, we have this weird Hebrew word, Hosanna. Hosanna, it's a word that I think growing up, a lot of times I just thought that it was the cousin of hallelujah. You know, hallelujah, that's praise God. And the way that we say it on Palm Sunday, it feels like a hallelujah, right? It's like hey, this is great, Jesus is coming in, this is joyful. But it's actually a word that means save us. Save us from this prison that we're in. Save us from our sins. Save us from the sins that other people commit against us. Save us from this sinful world. Save us from this Satan who has come in order to tempt us. Save us from all of that stuff. That is our song as well. And it's a song that we can sing just as the people of Jerusalem were singing it. Because they were singing it in confidence. They were maybe singing it not knowing the entire story, but they were singing it in confidence. They knew that this Jesus was the one who had been promised. They knew that this is the one who had been fulfilling the prophecies. They knew that this Jesus was the one that they could cry out Hosanna to, and he would Hosanna them. He would come and he would save them. They just had a different picture of what that looked like. Because what that looked like was him dying on a cross for us, paying for our sins and the sins of other people that sin against us, paying to nullify the accusations of that Satan who comes and sticks our failures and our temptations in our face. And we sing that Hosanna confidently, knowing what he has done, and knowing that we can sing Hosanna right now. And that what we do on Palm Sunday is choir practice. That what we do on this Sunday, as we sing all glory, laud, and honor, is that we're singing in an expectation. Of expectation of a king who will ride by our prisons and set us free. Who will call into our graves and raise us up. Who will bring us to the throne of God. And will tell us that our sins are forgiven. And we are now given a new life in the resurrection. We sing that expectantly today, looking forward to next week. We sing that expectantly today, looking forward to the celebration of Easter. We sing that expectantly also, looking forward to the moment when he comes in glory to say, these people are now free of their prison, of sin, of death, and of the devil. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this media from University Lutheran Church and Student Center. To learn more and to get connected to other resources, please visit universitylutheranchurch.org. If you would like to financially support more media from University Lutheran, please visit our website and click the Give Now button, which will enable you to engage in the Christian discipline of giving tithes and offerings to God through His church. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift up His face upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.